From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi launched an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Alaska Congressman Don Young responded with a press release calling the Democrats sore losers. His statement says Pelosi's decision was driven by the radical left and their hatred of the president. In writing, Young calls the impeachment inquiry a political stunt. In person, though, Young had nothing to say about it on Tuesday.
I don't know until I read the reports.
Senator Lisa Murkowski on Monday called the accusations that Trump may have pressed the president of Ukraine to investigate a political rival very concerning, while Senator Dan Sullivan said he can't comment until he knows the facts. It's day three of our municipal candidate series. The city and borough of Juneau's municipal election is this coming Tuesday, October 1st. This year, there are four candidates seeking four seats on the Juneau Assembly, and we're hearing from each of them this week. We put the same questions to them all and collected their responses. Today's question is, Juneau has a significant increase in cruise ship tourism in 1 year, according to visitor industry estimates. Is the city doing enough to manage the growing number of cruise ship visitors? Why or why not?
My name is Carol Treem, and I'm running for the area-wide assembly seat. I think this summer we've reached a tipping point with our community and what we're willing to tolerate, so I think we need to be working on that more. I'm really disappointed about the results of the subport lot bid. I was hoping we could get control of that so we could maintain some our own local control of our waterfront. But we also need to update our long-range waterfront plan, which is almost old enough to vote by itself. So we need to be spending city time and city resources on that problem.
I'm Greg Smith. I'm running for Juneau Assembly, District 1. One thing I am hearing as I'm out talking to neighbors is impacts due to cruise ship passengers. I need to see what kind of studies have been done so far, but it may be time to be looking at impacts, and just we should always be evaluating ways to mitigate those impacts and keep a high quality of life for our neighbors and for residents.
My name is Alicia Hughes-Scandies. I'm running for the Assembly, District Seat 1. I think we can expect to see the numbers, the growth that we saw in this last year. I don't think that that's going to continue based on the estimate. So I do think we'll see that number level off. However, that is a really significant number to a town this size. And I understand people are upset. I think the city can do more to manage that more efficiently. The Archipelago project, I think when we finish decking that area over, that's going to be an asset just in terms of space to put that sheer number of people. I think it's probably a good idea to take a look at our waterfront plan. Some of our plans that deal with the areas most impacted by tourism and they're outdated. Look at them, how we can better manage the tourists we already have here.
My name's Wade Bryson, and I'm running for Assembly District 2. I've been saying for quite some time now that this summer and next summer are going to be the tightest, most congested summers in Juneau's history. We have major projects that are taking place right now. The Egan Road DOT project, when that's done next summer, it's going to provide a significantly better flow of traffic out of the community. We also approved and have already begun construction on the Archipelago project. That has not only a short bus staging area that can absorb thousands of people a day, but then also the Archipelago shopping area itself is going to have increased shops and increased restaurant capacities. That is going to absorb, again, thousands of people a day. In two summers, it's going to feel a lot less impacted. We have to go through the growing pains first, though.
Tomorrow, we'll hear the Juneau Assembly candidate's position on the Juneau Police Department and Capital City Fire Rescue staffing shortages. And on to our question of the day for the Juneau School Board candidates. Amid uncertain state funding for K-12 education and a downsizing of the University of Alaska system, what can the Juneau School Board do to prepare our students for the future? What advice would you have for a current Juneau high schooler about their future?
My name is Dee Dee Sorensen, and I'm running for a seat on the Juneau School Board. I think that it's important for all of us to take a long look at what our high school students plan to do after high school. And while, you know, we send lots of our high school graduates off to college, not a particularly high percentage of them pursue a college degree. And it's important, I believe, to make sure that students, as they leave high school, have a realistic idea about what it is that they might actually wish to do. And with the potential loss of UAS out there, I think that the Juno School District is going to need to take a much broader look at how we can prepare students for other kinds of post-secondary careers other than college.
My name is Martin Stepton Sr., and I am running for the Board of Education for Juneau, Alaska. I think that in the face of low funding and getting our students prepared for the future, as you know, the strategic plan is coming up, and I think we need to add to that strategic plan and mention we need to entertain the idea of supporting trades, construction, labor, truck driving, carpentry, welding. In our current strategic plan, we focus highly on the universities, and we know that we send half of our students to the universities, but the other half are either unprepared or not ready for life after high school. So I think we need to focus on that.
My name is Bonnie Jensen, and I'm running for school board. I would strongly encourage any student to attend college, whether it be in-state or out-of-state. They should look at all options. If they do not want to attend college, then at least finish high school and look at trade schools or some sort of activity that they enjoy doing, whether it be dance or music or sports. I think that our school board needs to ensure that we encourage the community and teachers and students to have a good relationship with each other. Drugs are a huge issue, and just with the town in general. And I feel like education could play a positive role with reducing that problem.
I'm Emil Mackey, and I'm running for Juneau School Board. So the first thing I'd like to advise a graduating student from our school district is if you're graduating and there's a degree for you in the University of Alaska system, especially here at the University of Alaska Southeast, take advantage of the in-state tuition. Stay in-state. Get your education locally and cheaply. Don't pay out-of-state tuition for a degree that's worth just as much with huge college debt on it. So that's my first advice. As far as the school district goes, I think the biggest thing that we can do to help all students is basically realize that not all children are going to go to college. We need to have a comprehensive education system that concentrates on really CTE and vocational education. We also, I think, could be strong partners with the community and with the assembly on developing pre-K, which would take pressure off of special education and really give us more bang for our buck and prepare kids to be ready to learn once they start kindergarten.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from the school board candidates their positions on early education. You can learn about and compare all of the candidates for Juneau Assembly and Juneau School Board at ktoo.org/elections. The American Civil Liberties Union yesterday accused police in Nome of a systemic and disastrous failure to keep Native women safe from sexual assault. ACLU's Alaska branch made that charge in a letter demanding the city pay $500,000 to a former 911 dispatcher who says her colleagues at the police department failed to investigate her report that a man raped her in her home. The letter said Clarice Hardy, who is of Inupiaq heritage, was unable to continue working there. Nome city manager declined comment on the letter but said the city has worked to improve sexual assault investigations. The ACLU's action comes 12 days after an AP investigation on complaints by Alaska Native women that their reports of sexual assault were not investigated aggressively by Nome police. More state and local news online at ktoo.org. All Things Considered continues in about a minute. And finally, the Anchorage School District has received a donation of high-end guitars that were bound for Hong Kong before they were confiscated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Anchorage Daily News reported Monday that the district estimates the 10 guitars have a combined value of nearly $54,500. Electric guitars had been commercially shipped from the East Coast and were declared as clothing. An official says the guitars feature Brazilian rosewood, which is protected by an international treaty and cannot be exported without permits. That's it for the KTOO News Update for Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.